And as promised, we have Dr. Gary Brogan here this morning. He's actually on the phone because we are maintaining our physical distancing. And grateful to have you on the phone with us this morning, Dr. Brogan. You're here to report about the school board meeting. So tell us what happened last night.
Well, we started with an executive session. Then board approved bills when we went into our regular session. And let me start with this. The social distancing thing is far interesting when it comes to holding board meetings and public meetings and things like that. We Facebook lived it last night. I know there were some issues with sound, and we will work on that and do much better the next time, assuming we're still in this situation. But some of that's new to us, so anyway, we're trying to deal with that. So the board approved bills in the amount of $333,631. There was a bus included in that. Under superintendent's report, the big thing was we discussed school closure, where we're at, where we're going. The governor has a press conference today, I believe at 11 or 11:30, and we'll know some more after that, where we'll go for the rest of the year. The state board has put out, first of all, I think it was last week, the weeks are kind of blurring now, but they put out an order that we would be out of school, with the exception that if we met some certain guidelines that the local board could call school back in. Those guidelines include that, the stay-at-home order from the governor would be lifted and a number of different things like that, and some sanitation requirements, and then finally for our board to approve that, we go back into school. So we'll see where the governor goes and everything like that. I think the president's order is through the end of the month, and one of the things in there is that your local area or the state has to, and or the local area, meet their peak of coronavirus and then go 14 days after that. And last I checked, Bear Lake County didn't have a case. So that makes it interesting in certain ways. So anyway, that was mostly our discussion there and what we deal with graduation and some things of that nature. So anyway, it's just a new and unique world we're in, and we're trying to deal with it the best we can under the circumstances, and it's real unfortunate. We discussed a little bit about activities, and pretty sure that IHSAA, the Idaho High School Activity Association, is going to cancel the rest of their spring sports. For sure, that will happen Friday if, in fact, they do. And so, anyway, just a lot of factors tying into that and where we go from here. We approved emergency closure, like a snow day, for the one day we were out that we weren't delivering curriculum. And I just want to say again, I said last night in board meeting, let me back up. We didn't have it on our agenda, but we did a couple of what's rights. One was our sportsmanship award that the girls basketball team and our community received, and I say our community because it takes all of our community to win that, our coaches, our players, band, cheerleaders, our staff, school staff, principal and athletic director, and then all of our fans and parents and everything like that. And congratulations to everyone on that helped contribute to that. Talk a little bit about that, and then when I gave a big shout out to our staff. We know some districts around us that took 2 and 3 weeks to get up and rolling. We were up and rolling. Now I kind of gave them some heads up that this might be coming down the road, so I know our teachers were preparing ahead of this, but we were up and rolling in 2 days on the outside. And so kudos to our staff. They just worked very hard and did a great job and have continued to do that and help kids. I just heard some great stories about, teachers helping kids whatever. And so I really appreciate all their efforts. It's different now than when we first went out. We're learning, we're growing, we're doing better things. And so anyway, trying to do some things that will help kids. We do have some kids that are still struggling with the system, and we need parents' help as much as we can there. But boy, reach out to your school and get that help that that's available to you there. And there are lots of helps. We've kind of enlisted our aides to be a second source of help for kids. And so anyway, lots of opportunities there, but appreciate that staff and how hard they've worked. We put two buses up on excess property to be auctioned later on in the year. The board did a declaration for an endorsement for a teacher. And then the big one, I think, that a lot of people, especially a lot of seniors, were interested in was the senior project. And so the board waived that requirement for senior project for seniors this year only. And we had some done. A few had everything done, but makes it pretty tough on those kids to go out and get that done if we're supposed to be social distancing and staying at home. So anyway, the board gave them that latitude. And then passed a new policy that allows us to pay federal employees in unexpected and extraordinary circumstances like we're in, which we've been doing, and that's, it's just, we're trying to do the right thing and help our employees out, help the community out, and in turn, everybody has to pitch in and kind of help us out, and parents are doing a great job at that. We appreciate them very much. So, and then we adjourned.
All right. So, yeah, a new and strange way to have a board meeting, but appreciate you calling in and reporting this morning. I know we tried to watch for a minute, but we had trouble hearing, and that's just how technology is sometimes. But we appreciate the effort that was made, and obviously appreciate all you guys are doing. You're still working. The teachers are still working. I have to give a shout out to the staff too. You know, obviously I'm a little biased, but and you are too, because you have a teacher in your home too. But they are working hard, and I walk into my house after getting off work, and there's Zoom meetings going on one computer as a teacher, and another Zoom meeting going on the other part of the room as a student, and it's kind of fun to see their interactions with each other. They miss each other a lot.
They do.
The teachers, the kids, they miss each other. So.
Our principals have been surveying, and that's one of the biggest things that's come out of that survey, is that kids want to be back in school, which is exciting to me. They do miss their friends, they miss their teachers, they miss those associations, and that's a major part of school.
Yeah.
You know, I've always contended that we teach a lot more than math and science and English. There's a lot more to be learned in those social circumstances that our kids are in schools are key to their development, and that's something they're missing out on now, and hopefully we'll get back to normal here soon, and may not be this year, but anyway, we sure hope that we're back and going and able to provide some of those other opportunities for kids.
Right. It definitely makes us appreciate all that you guys do, for sure. So thank you for calling in this morning, Dr. Brogan, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon. There's still more changes and announcements and things to come, so thank you for keeping us up to date on what's going on in the school district.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.